Well, it's no secret for anybody who listens to this show regularly that our headquarters in Israel is, of course, the Inbal Hotel on Jabotinsky Street in Jerusalem. We have had a long time, tremendous relationship with the Inbal. A lot of our listeners take advantage of the Inbal's incredible accommodations and services. And since the brand new year begins on Wednesday night, we thought we would offer both New Year greetings and get an update as to what's happening in Jerusalem from our dear friend, the general manager at the Inbal, Ronnie Timzid. Ronnie, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Yes, nice to be here with you.
I appreciate that. And Shana Tova, it all begins on Wednesday night, and I know you're anticipating a lot of wonderful guests coming for the holidays. Let's start with that, because we know how different the world is now compared to last Sukkot. How does it look in terms of the potential for there to be a very active Sukkot for American tourists in Jerusalem?
Okay, from the first day when everything happened, we took care, very good care of our guests, and almost everybody did their reservation for this Sukkot already 2 weeks after being in the hotel back to the States.
Wow.
We just function like everything is regular. We run like crazy, I have to say. The staff was incredible. And we took care of the people that were here, also to bring them back to the States.
Yep.
We helped them to find their flights. And after that, we never closed the hotel. We had a bit of evacuees that we took from the north,
right,
that we host. And after, we had a lot of solidarity missions that came, and also a lot of individuals, most of them from the U.S. And at all times, we let the pool open, the O2 restaurant, our meat specialty restaurant, and the lounge, our dairy restaurant, everything was open all the time. Also, we saw that Israel has to go back to normal activity, and we opened our traditional soup festival, meaning that at all times, we had at least 3 restaurants open for the people that are coming, and we understood that not always everyone wanted to go in town and to go for tours. And that's a year that we took also the opportunity to renovate 80 rooms and the corridors of the 3/4 of the hotel.
Right.
Because we know that tourism will come back and Jewish people will come back. And we've seen that the whole year.
I always admire your positive attitude and everything you just mentioned, by the way, we saw with our own eyes during the different visits that we've had since last Sukkot. So now the big question, it sounds like from the optimism in your voice that you're going to have a very full hotel for this Sukkot 5785. Is that how it looks, that basically every room is taken for this upcoming holiday?
We have a little bit of room, not for the first Chag, but at the middle of the Chag, we have some rooms to sell, but we are full. We are full, definitely.
And now is the time of year, because we discussed this right after October 7th. Now is the time of year where you sit down with your staff and you start to evaluate the way things have gone over the last year. And obviously, you have a lot to be proud of. You just outlined some of what there is to be proud of at the hotel. What? And I know that this is impossible, and you've taught me this lesson many times, but does anybody of your staff ask you about the future? Do they ask what you think this upcoming year is going to be like?
Look, what happened, that we are already 4 years with COVID.
Right.
We had a lot of crises, and we always make sure to bring people and that the hotel will be with a lot of guests inside, and the staff is just believing that we know how to do it, because we did it so much, so many times. So So now we have the most of the staff is the same employees that we had for all these years, and they just know that we want to take care of them, and they will take care of our guests.
Yeah, I mean, they also know that if anything happens, as you've demonstrated, you're going to adjust accordingly. Ronnie, before we wish you a happy, healthy, and sweet new year, and I'm sure you'll meet a lot of our listeners and friends over the next year, especially during Sukkot, what could you tell us about Yerushalayim in general? Plus, you speak to many people in the hotel industry in Tel Aviv and Haifa and places where people like to travel to. What could you tell us in general about the industry right now toward the end of this summer and at the beginning of the brand new year?
The industry is not one block. You have hotels that function all the time and hotels that had difficulties, hotels that thought they have to close, hotels that... So every city is different, and even in the city, even in our market of the five-star hotel, there is differences. Each one took the decision differently, and that brought to different results. But I think that everybody is back on track, and everybody is very afraid with the winter. I'm confident that we'll know how to manage that.
Yeah, well, you've demonstrated that. But people, I can imagine that people are...
I'll give you a scoop.
Sure.
To show you that how much we believe that the business is here. I'll give you a scoop. We are opening, at the beginning of December, we'll open a new bar, a standalone bar.
Before Hanukkah.
And I'll give you, you and your listeners will be the first one to know the name. The name of the bar will be Bar 22.
Bar 22. Bar 22 is the name of the new bar in the Inbal Hotel. Those of you who are familiar with the lounge floor, it's to the left of
the lounge. You are the first one. You are the first one. I didn't tell anybody. Only inside the hotel people know, the management. But we didn't tell the name to anybody yet.
And Bar 22 because?
Because we had the O2 coming from the telephone area. Number of the area of Jerusalem,
right, area code.
And we thought that the bar is a cousin or the small brother of the O2, so we call it Bar 22. Very simple.
I would have loved to have been in that meeting when that was decided. I love that. Ronnie Tibbitt says the brand new bar, which is opening early December before Hanukkah, as you walk into the Inbal Hotel, it's going to be on the left side. If you're familiar with the lounge area, it's to the left side. It's going to be Bar 22, opposite the O2 restaurant, which will be on the other end. Other end of the hall.
Exactly.
So it's O2 restaurant, Bar 22 on the other end. And those of you, again, who are familiar with the Inbal, you'll have no problem finding. And that's scheduled, Bezrat Hashem, for before Hanukkah. And Ronnie and I are going to have a drink together, Bezrat Hashem, on Hanukkah over at the brand new bar. All right, let me take this opportunity. You know what you mean to us, and our listeners know what you mean to us. You are our headquarters in Jerusalem, and you treat us royally. And we greatly appreciate it. It's one of the reasons we're able to do so many great broadcasts from Jerusalem, because we don't have to worry about where we are and how we're going to be treated. So I take this opportunity, Ronnie, to thank you and wish you a Shana Tova Umetuka to you and the entire staff and your family. And as you know, my family is getting even more connected now to Jerusalem, thank God. So Bezrat Hashem, I will see you even more often in the near future.
Very good. We are happy. We want to say an happy new year to all our friends in the United States, our loyal clients, and we hope that this year will be a better year for Am Israel.
Amen. Toda raba, shana tova umetuka, and chag sameach. The one and only Ronnie Tibbitt. He is the general manager of the Inbal Hotel in the holy city of Jerusalem, right here with us on JM in the AM.